Good Tuesday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here in studio with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse and City Manager Ron Fears. We're looking at tonight's City Commission meeting starting at 7 o'clock in Manhattan City Hall on Points Avenue. And we're looking at the commission agenda. And one thing we still need to get to is the last thing on the agenda for tonight, Parks and Recreation Department quarterly update. And we were just talking over break about spring is here for maybe a month and it'll be summer. But point is, it's finally warm enough that we can go out and enjoy some of the Parks and Rec stuff that we have here.
And I know the mayor enjoyed helping with Arbor Day at Bergman Elementary last week. And
that was amazing.
That was fun. And so tree planting time, and we've got the Forestry Department as part of Parks and Rec is doing a lot of spring street tree planting, and so that's excellent. There's some, I know the Rotary Clubs are doing some planting as well in different areas. So it's that time of year, and things are finally blooming and budding out, and leaves are growing. So, but it's a little bit later. But the Parks and Rec, the quarterly reports, the commission wanted to have some quarterly updates from some of the departments, and so this is one of them. They'll talk about what they've done the last quarter and some of the things that are coming up. Obviously, we're getting into their really busy time of year, starting that with the pools will be open at the end of the month and all of that stuff. So they're getting everything ready for that, all the different sports and activity events and leagues from baseball and volleyball, different aspects of that, soccer. So there's a lot of activity about to buzz. And, of course, all the kids are looking forward to school being out. So those are some of those activities that they'll report on.
Mayor, anything you're looking forward to hearing out of this report?
Just a general overall. We've added some parks and some new pedestrian and bicycle trails. And that was part of the referendum we had last fall. I guess it was a year and a half ago now.
Time flies.
it takes a while for us to implement something, but those are going to be new things this year because the funding stream has started to come in. And so I'm anxious to hear about the hear updates. Like just 2 weeks ago, we had an update on the City Park Master Plan and the Warner Park Master Plan. But it'll be another year probably before we start really seeing anything happen because we have to get it into our budget and into our capital improvement program budget. So this is the time we'll get a report on how are things going.
And we do have a phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yes. Hello?
Hello. Yep, you're on air.
Oh, okay. A couple of weeks ago, I called in when the mayor was on and made the suggestion about everybody picking up a piece of trash, waving and smiling and planting flowers, and she just talked about spring planting. Might be a good time now to bring that up to the meeting. We've got nice weather, good rains, everything's getting back to normal around here, I think. And it'd be a good time for everybody in town to plant one flower. That'd be 57,000 flowers. It has to be real pretty. And thank you for agreeing with me. The first mayor has agreed with me.
Oh dear, that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. You're doing a great job.
Oh, I thank you. Well, it's absolutely true. The trees and the flowers are just now coming out, just in the last week, and certainly we have to replenish. And you know, we have been and we're in the middle of a drought. I mean, even though we think we're going to have rain today or tomorrow, things are getting serious, and we have to kind of worry about what we plant. And we need drought-resistant plants, and we need perennials, obviously, things that are hardened to Kansas weather, unless you have an unlimited water supply. So think about that, and I agree with you that that's what makes our community beautiful. Thank
we
you.
We have another phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Are we on?
You are. Go right ahead.
Okay. I'm going to ask these people a question here. Some states have Arbor Day is an Arbor Week. And I think that'd be more appropriate than just one day. Is there any way Kansas could adopt that particular deal right there as a have Arbor Day or Arbor Week to celebrate the trees, you know, and maybe each day you could be doing something different, you know, planting a tree at different schools or something else. Mm-hmm. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thank you. There's one thing the mayor is in charge of. It's proclamations. And I'm pretty agreeable to any group or that wants to have a special week. So we did declare a week ago, we declared Arbor Day. And the city and the local school district worked together to plant, I think that we planted 7 trees at Bergman Elementary School. And last year we planted 6 at Northview. In the meantime, the Rotary Clubs in Manhattan have come together, and their goal was to plant 1 tree for every one of their members, which is going to be about 240, I think, total. So they have been doing an outstanding job. I'm just amazed. One day they planted 80 seedlings at the Northeast Park, and that was just a week ago, I think. We had several rainouts and on Saturdays that we couldn't plant, and I couldn't go this last Saturday. But at any rate, we are making a real effort to replace some of the trees in the community. We are, of course, I remember J. David Maddox, the city forestry, Forester said that we are, for the 41st year, I think, we have been and are a Tree City USA as recognized by the Arbor Foundation in Nebraska. And so we, and Ron Fear is the former Forester.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's one of his beginning jobs here.
And so I think we've really, you know, we have to take some trees out sometimes, and it's just heartbreaking, but sometimes it just happens. And over a period of time, you realize that you have to get some more planted, and we will not see them. Think about that. We won't see those trees at their prime. We're planting those trees for the future residents. And so that's an important piece as we think about what's the generations that are coming, how important that'll be.
So I certainly think we can, and the answer to the caller's question, locally we can certainly designate more a week or even a month for that matter and do some different things as we have, you know, this is May is bicycling month, and so that's the emphasis. So both with the state office, I think we'll have to encourage the governor or the legislature to do that, but we can certainly try.
Quick question for you guys. Is there any kind of program that the city has where you can plant a tree, maybe in a park, in honor of someone? I know that there have been a couple of these up at K-State. Provost April Mason had one planted in her honor the other day by a group, and they also planted one for the late Steve Logback near Dole Hall. Is there anything that the city has? And if not, is that something to take into consideration?
So I wouldn't say we have a formal program where, you know, if you do this, you know, here's the type of tree and potential locations with a plaque or, you know, like a normal memorial tree program. But we have planted memorial trees where we've had a donor that specifically wanted to plant a tree in City Park or some other park because their loved one visited there a lot and they wanted some way to recognize that. More so we have it with benches and other types of improvements, but it could use a tree, too. We don't have a formal memorial tree program, though.
Well, we just got a couple minutes left. As far as the consent agenda, that is online. You can go to cityofmhk.com and look at their agenda and forms and see that. Maybe just real quick, Ron, if you want to talk about the work session.
Yep, work session next week. Next Tuesday, we'll focus additional chapters of the Uniform Development Ordinance and specifically looking at nonconforming uses.
All right. And actually, maybe you might have a quick second to maybe look at maybe one or two interesting consent agenda
items. Sure. We've got some alley improvements that were Benefit District proposed project. One is on the 1100 block alley, recommending between Raton and Bertrand, recommending award of a contract to Amino Brothers for $95,987. And then there was another alley that's the 1500 block alley between Houston and Pierre Street. This is one that came in a little bit over our petition price, and so we're asking the commission to be able to negotiate this one down to an amount that's within the adequate funds of the benefit district. If we're not able, we're asking them to reject it. We also have some grant applications that we're doing to KDOT on some geometric improvements on Tuttle Creek Boulevard there in front of Retail Place, some improvements on Fort Riley Boulevard, and also a grant application for a mobility manual and bicycle pedestrian system.
Well, there we go. Right on time. Well done. Thanks so much, Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse, City Manager Ron Fear. If missing it, just go online, on demand, newsradiokman.com. Catch up. City Commission meeting tonight, 7 o'clock in City Hall.
Tomorrow, guests from USD 383 to join us on In Focus. CBS News is next on KMAN.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered.